Monday of the octave of Easter. Remember, we are entering the Easter liturgical season, so we still greet one another, Happy Easter. Jesus has risen. Alleluia. This is the greatest celebration for Christians. It is not just the greatest event in history. It is the revelation of the victory of Christ over the powers of death that transforms everything. It begins a new creation. The whole universe was affected by sin unto corruption, but the act of love of Jesus Christ on the cross defeated the powers of sin, the powers of Satan, to bring all of us his own life. And so Jesus resurrected brings us to resurrection. Yes, we will die and our bodies will corrupt, but that will not be the end of the story. We also will resurrect. You see, that changes everything, and we shall live for eternity with the risen Christ. We need to proclaim this as the women did in the gospel today. It's Matthew 28, verses 8 to 15. You see, on early Sunday, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to the tomb. They had to wait until the Sabbath is over so they could do this work. And they were bringing the spices to finish the rituals of burial that had been left unfinished by Joseph of Arimathea on Friday. Now, how were the women expecting to move the rock? We don't know. Sometimes when you are profoundly sorrowful and distraught, you don't think about those things. They were just going. And, they didn't get a chance to use their spices. As they were going, they experienced this tremendous earthquake, and an angel of the Lord came, rolled the rock, and sat upon it as a sign of victory. This rock that was meant to keep the body sealed so nobody could steal it. Now it's a stool for the angel to sit on. And so the women hear the angel tell them, don't be afraid and go to the apostles and tell them that Jesus is risen. He's not here. So they are in profound amazement and awe. They're also afraid. But they are running joyfully to tell the apostles. And on the way, Jesus appears to them. And they go to him and they cling to his feet. This is very significant. Those women were intimate with the Lord. Those women loved him in a way that was not like a teacher in university, a professor that they like to hear. No, they embraced his feet. And we know that before Jesus died, the woman anointed his feet and dried these tears that also she shed upon the feet with her own hair. Well, Jesus is love himself, and this woman are reacting with the most pure, passionate love towards the Lord. And the Lord tells them something very similar to the angel. And they go then to the apostles. You see, the women were the first to see Jesus resurrected. And they become the apostles to the apostles. Very significant. the women tell for the first time the good news of the risen Christ, the Easter message, to the apostles. So see the significance of women in the church. And what do we get here for an understanding of spiritual mothers for priests? The intuitions of grace of a woman that is holy can help a priest so much, I can tell you by personal experience, to live fully the holiness of the priesthood, to have the vision, the courage to go forth and die for Christ. But at the same time that the women are running to the man who they knew had to hear this first, the apostles, as they are connected with the apostles, there's another group running in a different direction, the soldiers. And they are in panic. They were like dead men as they experienced the earthquake and the powerful presence of the angel, like lightning in front of them, the resplendent light. And those hardened soldiers were now running scared, and the women were filled with joy and courage. You see, sometimes we say they're like women to mean that they are scared and fearful. Well, now the roles are reversed. The woman is the one who have the courage now, and the men, the soldiers, are dead with panic. So they run, and who do they run to? Well, who is their party? The chief priests who were behind the killing of Christ to begin with. What do we do now? And you see, the chief priest, even then, even after the witness of what has happened from the very mouth of the soldiers, their hearts are so hardened, they don't want to hear it. And they come up with the story, it was the soldiers who stole the body. So they instructed the soldiers to tell that story around, and they said, don't worry, if the governor hears about this, we'll take care of him. So the soldiers, for a good amount of money, they complied. You see, they also were looking for their own selfish, self-centered, superficial interests, and they buried themselves. Now, the whole story of the disciples going and stealing the body is untenable, because Roman soldiers that are given a order, if they don't fulfill it, they will be severely penalized, most likely death sentence. So that all the soldiers will fall asleep while the apostles are moving that huge rock and taking the body out, is not realistic. And besides, how are they going to say that the apostles stole the body if they were sleeping? How do they know who stole it? And how do they know that this is what happened, you see? My dear family, Jesus is risen. He wants to change your life. He wants you to think and act as a man that is transformed, in whom Christ lives. Hallelujah.